State of Commerce. Paul Zara reflects on the year. In 2022, retail emerged from three challenging years of the COVID-19 pandemic, with overall sales remaining robust. Figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics marked 16 consecutive months of year-on-year growth in retail trade, up 7.5% in December 2022 from the year prior. The Australian Retailers Association has worked closely with our research and strategic partners to truly measure what matters over the past 12 months. We're grateful for the deep and constant work by Australia Post to keep our community across important insights within e-commerce and supply chain. Last year, we were able to distinctly measure seasonal performance for the first time, including identifying record consumer spending for Black Friday, Christmas and Boxing Day. Aussies out to spend in 2022. A phenomenon we refer to as freedom spending drove these results, where people rewarded themselves after an intense and challenging period. The desire to get out and indulge the senses remained a constant throughout the year. The appetite for spending was at an all-time high in 2022, facilitated by robust household savings levels, wage growth, and high levels of employment. While this was beneficial for retail, these strong headline results masked the uneven impact of post-pandemic recovery across the sector, particularly for small businesses in at-risk categories and regions. It's important to recognise that up to two-thirds of this recent growth in retail spending has been driven by price increases from inflation. Despite the end of lockdowns and restrictions, the effects of the pandemic linger, and with sustainability challenges demanding a sharper focus, retail has settled into a permanent state of disruption. The rising cost of doing business continues to impact margins, with supply chain disruptions and staff shortages also remaining top of mind for retailers. The need to remain resilient in the face of economic headwinds and external pressures has never been greater. The retail categories that prospered in 2022 were mainly those that suffered in the years prior. Dining, beauty, and in-store shopping bounced back with strength, capitalising on increased demand due to pandemic disturbances. Department stores and fashion retailers also posted strong results. The success shared by department stores defied predictions by many commentators, demonstrating that retail continues to evolve, redefining itself and thriving in the face of adversity. The shape of what's to come. It's a known fact that crises drive innovation, and the pandemic accelerated trends that were already occurring in the industry. Developments such as click and collect, direct-to-boot delivery, and contactless shopping have proven mainstays as we navigate a new normal. Economic headwinds such as interest rate increases, inflation, and rising cost of living are set to prompt a slowdown in consumer spending. Tumultuous economic conditions aren't uncharted waters for retailers, and again, resilience and innovation will be key. While retail will likely experience the impact of the economic slowdown, we remain confident retailers will weather the storm to emerge in a strong position. We commend this report and its vital insights as important reading for all in our community. Paul Zara, CEO, Australian Retailers Association. 2022 Retail Spend. Aussies spent a record $353 billion on retail goods in 2022, 9.2% more than in 2021. Footnote 1. Being the first year without COVID lockdowns, shoppers were cashed up and ready to spend on everything they'd missed out on during the previous 2 years. When shoppers finally returned to face-to-face activities, online retail was more subdued than overall retail. $63.8 billion, footnote 2, was spent on online goods, surpassing last year's spend by 1.7%, footnote 3, and taking online share of total retail spend to 18.1%, footnote 4. Footnotes 2, 3 and 4, source, CommBank IQ. After a year of strong growth, the outlook for retail is evolving quickly. High inflation has driven up prices, and shoppers have responded by dipping into savings made during lockdowns. Price inflation is expected to taper off in 2023, which would result in a slowdown in retail sales. We anticipate consumers will be selective with their spending as interest rate rises take effect. Innovation, resilience, and finding new ways to connect with customers will help to drive continued growth. Discover tactics to become an e-commerce leader in Section 3 of this report, Winning in E-commerce. Growth in retail spend? 9.2% year-on-year. Online share of retail spend, footnote 4, 18.1%. $63.8 billion, online goods spend, footnote 2, 1.7%, growth of online goods spend year-on-year, footnote 3. Footnotes 2 and 3, source, CommBank IQ. Bricks and clicks outpacing most. Retailers with physical stores and an online presence enjoyed the most success in recent years. Amongst the different retailer types, bricks and clicks retailers continue to dominate in share of online spend compared to marketplaces, big brands, digital natives, and smaller businesses. These bricks and clicks retailers saw a collective 7 percentage point increase in share of online spend compared to 2019. Footnote 5. Seemingly at the expense of digital native retailers, who declined 7 percentage points. Since 2020, bricks and clicks retailers have invested in developing their digital experience and integrating their online and offline channels. With shoppers now back in physical stores, businesses that maintained both are being rewarded. The convenience of having a single point of purchase remains attractive to shoppers. This led marketplaces to grow 4 percentage points in share of online spend since 2019. Footnote 5. 7PP. Bricks and clicks retailers saw a collective 7 percentage point increase in share of online spend compared to 2019. Footnote 5. Source, CommBank IQ. 82% of Australian households made an online purchase in 2022. This represents 9.4 million households, up 1.6% year-on-year. A year without lockdowns. How did e-commerce do? More households are buying online, especially during sales events. With a record 9.4 million households shopping online during 2022, one thing is clear. Australians' love of e-commerce hasn't waned. The most popular month was November, with a record 6 million households making an online purchase. Even during non-sales months, household participation remained strong in 2022, with an average of 5.6 million households purchasing online each month. Purchase frequency stabilising. The reopening of stores led online purchase frequency to stabilise. After double-digit growth in 2021, the number of online purchases softened, down 2.6% year-on-year. Stepping back, we see purchase frequency has improved compared to 2020. It's a positive trend for online retailers, who saw nearly 60% of households make a purchase 12 or more times in 2022, up 3 percentage points compared to 2020. Looking ahead, we expect online purchase frequency to grow at a more normal rate. 60% of Australian households made a purchase 12 or more times in 2022. 5.6 million households on average made an online purchase each month. Here are some bar graphs with some more details. Frequency of online purchases. 1 to 3 times, 2019, 27%. 2020, 19.5%. 2021, 17.9%. 2022, 18%. 4 to 11 times, 2019, 30.6%, 2020, 23.7%, 2021, 22.1%, 2022, 22.6%. 12 to 25 times, 2019, 22.8%, 2020, 22.8%, 2021, 22.4%, 2022, 22.8%. 26 to 51 times, 2019, 13.6%, 2020, 19.7%, 2021, 20.7%, 2022, 20.6%. 52 or more times, 2019, 5.9%, 2020, 14.3%, 2021, 16.8%, 2022, 16%. Where are we seeing the greatest growth? Regional areas outpacing metro growth. Although nationally purchases fell, regional Australia showed strength in online shopping and reported year-on-year growth. E-commerce was particularly popular for residents in outer rural and remote Australia. 6.4% growth in outer rural Australia, 5.7% growth in remote Australia. State growth. Queensland led the way in 2022 with the highest year-on-year growth in number of online purchases. It was closely followed by Western Australia, another state that experienced strong population growth. Footnote 6. Their welcoming climates and populations eager to spend time outdoors likely contributed to growth in these states, given the popular categories for online shopping included athleisure, pet products, tools and garden, and auto parts. Naturally, the states and territories impacted most by lockdowns in 2021 showed negative year-on-year growth, as shopping options were no longer limited to online only. Here's a bar graph with more details. Queensland, 11.1%, Western Australia, 11%, Tasmania, 9.9%, South Australia, 7.8%, Northern Territory, 3.9%, Victoria, -8.4%, ACT, -9%, New South Wales, -10.5%, national average, -2.6%. Top locations for online shopping. Top locations by volume: Point Cook, Victoria, 3030, Hoppers Crossing, Victoria, 3029, Cranbourne, Victoria, 3977. Top locations by volume per capita: Bondi Beach, New South Wales, 2026, North Sydney, New South Wales, 2060, Paddington, New South Wales, 2021. Top growth suburbs by volume: Potts Point, New South Wales, 2011, Bronte, New South Wales, 2024, Bellevue Hill, New South Wales, 2023. Meet your online shoppers. From sometime shoppers to super shoppers, get to know who's buying from you, where they live, and how they like to shop. Sometime shopper. Australia's largest cohort of shoppers accounts for the smallest volume of online purchases. They're mostly male, aged 55 to 74 and over, of lower income, and tend to reside in regional Australia, and many are retirees. Prefers in-store shopping, but when they do buy online, they buy more consumer electronics, homewares and appliances, tools and garden, books, health and wellness products than other shoppers. Looks for the best prices when shopping online. Values free delivery highly. Uninterested in sales events and paid subscriptions. 2.8 million Australian households. 1 to 4 active shopping months. 3 average retailers purchased from annually. 30% of online shoppers. 4% of total volume. Where are they? Lakemba, New South Wales, 2195. Woodridge, Queensland, 4114. Carlton, Victoria, 3053. Selective shopper. This group of shoppers has a slight overrepresentation of males, aged 45 to 74, and typically of moderate income. They live in both metro and regional Australia. Prefers in-store shopping, but tends to shop online for auto parts and wine and liquor products more than other shoppers. Shops online to find the best prices and also to access products they couldn't otherwise get. Values free delivery highly. Less attracted to sales events and paid subscriptions. 2.4 million Australian households. 5 to 8 active shopping months. 9 average retailers purchased from annually. 26% of online shoppers, 14% of total volume. Where are they? Melbourne, St Kilda Road, Victoria, 3004, Marsden, Queensland, 4132, Newington, New South Wales, 2127. Savvy shopper. The savvy shopper, the second largest cohort by size, skews slightly more female. They are typically aged 25 to 54, with families, busy lives, and moderately high incomes. They live in metro and regional Australia. Likes to shop online for athleisure, footwear, sporting and recreational goods, and pet products more than other shoppers. Buys online for convenience and the ability to shop for anything they want, whenever they want. Values deals and discounts, and they respond well to sales events like Black Friday, Boxing Day, and Amazon Prime Day. Will opt in for a paid subscription, especially if it offers free delivery. 2.7 million Australian households, 9 to 12 active shopping months, 18 average retailers purchased from annually. 28% of online shoppers, 32% of total volume. Where are they? Secret Harbour, Western Australia, 6173. Fernie Hills, New South Wales, 2086. Wakerley, Queensland, 4154. Super shopper. Responsible for half of total online shopping volumes, this small cohort isn't to be underestimated. Made up of mainly females between 18 to 44, people in this group tend to have families and earn a particularly high income. They typically reside in metro areas. Enjoys buying fashion, beauty products, and baby products more than other shoppers. Buys online to save time and for the convenience of shopping when it suits them. Considers fast delivery to their home a must. In fact, it's even more important than free delivery. Is more sustainability-minded than other shoppers. Sales events are very popular, as are paid subscriptions, especially if they offer free and fast delivery. 1.5 million Australian households, 10 to 12 active shopping months, 40 average retailers purchased from annually. 16% of online shoppers, 50% of total volume. Where are they? Menai, New South Wales, 2234. French's Forest, New South Wales, 2086. Samford Valley, Queensland, 4520. Specialty retailer overview. The strength of food and liquor and variety stores in 2022 is clear. While other categories declined, they defied the trend, showing year-on-year growth and being main contributors to the overall growth in spend. Food and liquor grew the most, the impressive 11.4% increase driven by online grocery shopping and the increasing adoption of meal kits. Variety stores' growth was driven by department stores. Here's a bar graph with more details. For each category, the bar graph shows online spend share, footnote 7, and spend year-on-year growth, footnote 3. Home and garden, online spend, $18.7 billion. Spend share, 29.3%. Spend year-on-year growth, down 3.5%. Food and liquor, online spend, $13.1 billion. Spend share, 20.6%. Spend year-on-year growth, up 11.4%. Variety stores, online spend, $11.6 billion. Spend share, 18.1%. Spend year-on-year growth, up 8.6%. Fashion and apparel, online spend, $11.1 billion. Spend share, 17.4%. Spend year-on-year growth, down 0.9%. Hobbies and recreational goods, online spend, $4.3 billion. Spend share, 6.8%. Spend year-on-year growth, down 5.2%. Health and beauty, online spend, $2.9 billion. Spend share, 4.6%. Spend year-on-year growth, down 3.9%. Media, online spend, $1.9 billion. Spend share, 3%. Spend year-on-year growth, down 5.7%. Total online spend, footnote 2, $63.8 billion, up 1.7%. Footnotes 2, 3, and 7, source, CommBank IQ. That concludes the section, State of Commerce.